Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, boy. All right. Happy to be with you this morning, your post-Thanksgiving. I worked yesterday. Hopefully, you had time off. You got to spend with family. But I did get to watch most of the Detroit Lions game at work, and that's kind of a tradition here. And growing up in Michigan, you watch the Lions lose on Thanksgiving. brought back so many memories. But there's a lot of people talking about the halftime show for this. It was Jack White, who's a Detroit musician, and you know they do the Seven Nation Army song, very popular tune, and it's kind of cool to see a big act come in and play the Thanksgiving halftime show in Detroit. Normally, the bigger shows like Dallas, for example, always gets a big one, but hey, in Detroit, we don't always get the biggest acts. Like, I remember I went to a Thanksgiving Day show once, and it was Boys to Men. All right, they're not really bringing the A-game acts to the Detroit Thanksgiving Day program. So to see Jack White come out, perform, and then there's Eminem. Oh, Eminem comes out, starts rapping. Wow, look at that. Two A-list musicians playing in Detroit. This is new. This is fun. A lot of people were happy to see that, and I go online, and it shows a picture of them. I don't know if it's before or after the performance, but you can see the crowd, the football crowd there at Ford Field in the background, and they're up in like a suite or something like that, and they take a picture, and the crowd's behind them, and it's a picture of Jack White and Eminem's giving the middle finger. And I'm thinking to myself, hold up, dude, you're 53. You're too old to be flipping the middle finger for cameras. Like, at some point, you have to grow out of that. Come on, you're a little old to be flipping off cameras. Oh, I'm so edgy at 53. Give me a break. You can move on from that now. All right, no one's going to doubt you, Eminem. You've had your day. You've enjoyed the Attitude Era. You don't have to keep it up forever. All right, I get it. And there you are. By the way, he's the one that was organizing, I guess, the Detroit Lions. They organized this moment where they have him producing the halftime show. So he accepted a lot of money from the Lions. It's a business transaction. So this edginess is all calculated. And come on, you can give it up now. All right. A couple other things I want to get to in this hour. We're going to talk to Dr. Bo Kabbala. He's a political science professor. He's an expert in politics. And there's a few things going on in the world today that I want to discuss to him as someone that's an expert on political science, foreign policy being a big thing in what we've seen in the last couple of days when it comes to refugees, Afghani refugees. That's a big question, how we're going to handle this in the future. Maybe I can ask him about foreign policy, the infighting and the media, the way they handle certain things. So we're going to spend a couple of segments with him. A few other stories I wanted to get to here. Oh, and by the way, if you want to message the show, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 800-905-0989. One person said, whoever the character was that did the halftime show for the Dallas Chiefs game was awful. I want to say that was Post Malone. And Post Malone's an interesting musician, just as a side note. Got tattoos all over the place. Like, it's, you know, face, arm, everything. It almost looks like most of his real estate on his skin is taken up. So he did the Post Malone did the halftime show, not the Post Malone post game show, but the halftime show in Dallas. And I didn't get to see it, but I know him as a musician. He's kind of like a notorious good guy. If you ever see any clips of him where he is just, you know, him being him, he seems like a really good dude, like someone that would be fun to be around. He doesn't look like someone that is so into himself. But he also looks like someone that takes a lot of drugs. So I remember I was in St. Louis when he did a concert there, and he made national news because he fell off the stage. And the funny thing about that, not that he got hurt, but the funny thing about that was as he fell off the stage, his voice track didn't cut off. So you know he was lip syncing this thing, because as he's going down, it's still singing. So I like musicians that don't have to rely on that. I guess if I was going to come up with a fault. So keep in mind, whatever they put out there, I don't know if it was actually him. It was probably pre-recorded. I want to get to this one story, and I see multiple places reporting this. Teacher charged after video shows repeated assaults on students with disabilities. I hate stories like these. This is out of Troutman, North Carolina. Teacher facing charges after authorities say she was seen on video assaulting students with disabilities at least 13 times. And this is WYFF reporting it. 23-year-old Cassidy Ross of Statesville arrested and charged with assault on individuals with disabilities and only a $5,000 bond and was suspended from the school. Isn't that something? Detectives reviewed more than 100 hours of classroom video, and they said they identified 13 additional assaults committed by Ross. One observed one assault committed by an assistant teacher as well, a 59-year-old Juanita Nesbitt. Both individuals arrested, charged of assaults on individuals with disabilities. Nesbitt, $2,500 bond. When you have a kid with a disability, and let's say they have a specialized learning at a school, and you know you send them to that school, understanding that that school brings in specially trained teachers to handle your kid with a special need. They're specially trained to handle this sort of thing. If these teachers are not specially trained, meaning they come in and they are not equipped to handle the challenges that come with a special ed class, then they're in the wrong line of work, because it is so easy for these teachers to snap. And I almost feel like as a principal, as a superintendent, you got to talk to these people and say, if this is a, like you're having a hard time keeping up with this, you have to let us know, because the route of them assaulting the kids is not the right route. There has to be a venue for them to say, I'm going to take the exit here because I'm in over my head. But I can't speak for the individual school in which they were involved in, but I can tell you in general, I kind of understand how some of these specialized classes work. Normally you have a teacher and then you have a couple of teacher's aides. Like when you're in a classroom of 10 kids and you have like three adults in there, you have the main teacher and then the teacher's aides, and then they're helping, and they're always like, it's always wrangling and it's always moving. It's almost like, what do they say? Herding kittens. It's tough. It's hard to herd cats, but it's always a moving target where you're always trying to put out a fire here, help them there. They're having an emotional breakdown here, get them to listen over here, get them to work on this, distract them on that. And it's nonstop for an entire day. And I'm sure it's exhausting and I'm sure it's difficult. But I'll tell you what's more difficult is, as a parent, if you find a video of another adult that is hurting your child, that is the absolute worst. Absolute worst. And we don't want to have to put up with any of those things. And we shouldn't have to put up with those things as parents. A couple of other stories I want to get to. And it says, exclusive from the New York Post, inside American Dream Life, alleged D.C. National Guard terrorist, neighbors reveal dramatic FBI raid. You know, the thing that shocked me, too, about this, and I know we're going to talk more about this D.C. terrorist alleged, this Afghan terrorist accused of shooting two National Guard troops, was living a quiet life, they say, over in Washington State, $2,000 a month apartment, was living pretty well, all things considered. 29-year-old played Call of Duty in FIFA inside a bare apartment, which he shared with his hijab-wearing wife and five kids. Neighbor said the refugees who arrived in 2021 after a chaotic U.S. pullout of Afghanistan had no beds, some couch cushions in which they could sleep on in this practically empty apartment. And the people that live there, they're like, isn't that something? Like when your neighbor is the one accused of doing these things? It's just amazing. So maybe I'll have to get more into this, because when we take a break and come back, I want to talk to Dr. Bull Kabbalah, expert in political science. Looking forward to our conversation with him. He's with Tarleton in Texas, a university out there. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Back. We're trying to reach our guest here, and I'm hoping we can get Dr. Bull Kabbalah on. He's an expert in political science. There's a few things that I think have been importance that we can talk about. I guess while we wait a little bit, you know, there's been a lot of reaction to the D.C. shooting. There was one on Fox, and Representative Tenney, I believe, out of New York. Representative Tenney is a Republican and was asked about this and the consequences of some of the rhetoric that we saw regarding calling guardsmen in D.C. stormtroopers. Maybe this could be a part of it. Let me play this for you while we wait for our guest.
And remember, these are American heroes. These are people who have answered the call to serve, especially our National Guardsmen. They're serving every day in a regular job and then going on to do continued work and serving our nation in uniform. And it's just a tragedy that this could possibly happen in our country. And obviously, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, we're going to be looking into this further, as you heard from Judge Jeanine Pirro, now, Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General Jeanine Pirro. I feel terrible for these families. This is just, what happens when you have the other side referring to these National Guardsmen are doing a phenomenal job here in the District of Columbia, making it safer for everyone, residents and people who go to work here every day and families. And, you know, I think about, you know, some of the Democrats are referring to these people as stormtroopers and as occupation forces. And it's part of the continuation of the defund and demoralize the police movement that was started back with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, continuing to vilify these people who serve in uniform. And it's all of our police force. The first responders, our linemen are keeping our energy going across our nation and our state. It's just a real tragedy that this could possibly happen. And here we are on Thanksgiving Day when these people were just doing their job, you know, very young people.
And we're talking, I mean, just sworn in. We're talking very, very young, 20-year-old in this case that passed. And just ambushed, just come in and shot. And I believe from the accounts of it, they had their weapons taken, continue to be shot. It's just absolutely horrific. Things that you don't think are survivable. And the West Virginia Attorney General, J.B. McCuskey, was talking about this too and his disappointments with the Biden administration and this attitude that, hey, you have to be sympathetic and we should let everyone in, was a terrible attitude to have.
And I think we should also try to find out who this person has been around. Apparently, he's been in the country for several years. We know nothing, at least at this hour, about what job he may or may not have had and where else he was getting support.
Which the Fox anchor there mentioned this hour, which is good to point out because he knows that interviews like this, particularly audio clips that could be taken and played on radio programs like this, will be after the fact. So there are going to be a lot of information that comes out while we, you know, listen to clips and we'll be like, oh, we know that answer now. But it's good to point out that, okay, at this time when they were talking, this is what was known.
Yeah, and we all saw the airplanes leaving Afghanistan during the disastrous Biden withdrawal, which just absolutely undid years of hard work by many people, not just from West Virginia, but all over the place. And, you know, we had airplanes full of people that we didn't know who they were. Our state is also leading an amicus for a soldier who got blown up by an Afghani national on a base in Afghanistan.
That's right.
A very similar situation where it was somebody who'd been vetted by the military and exploded a bomb on a military base. So, you know, we didn't know always who these people were there, and the Biden administration did absolutely nothing to figure out who they were in the wake of that disastrous withdrawal.
Yeah. And when you see the pictures, it just makes it even worse when you look at it and say, this is exactly what we said would be problematic when the vetting bar is so low that we just can't guarantee that people coming in have the best intentions. Now, I understand that even people with bad intentions could lie and skirt the system, but there's not much in the way of skirting the system when the policy is everybody in. There's no skirting the system there. And, you know, I played this from Frank Lutz before. People are pro-immigrant for the most part.
And, you know, generally speaking, since taking office in January, President Trump has enacted pretty sweeping changes to U.S. refugee policy and foreign assistance. He campaigned largely on doing those types of measures as well. Just in the polling you've done and the folks you've spoken to, have people generally been supportive? Not so much the border is one thing, but sort of the pulling back of, again, some of these refugee programs and foreign assistance.
We're split.
Yeah.
We want wide gates and tall fences. We want people to come here legally. We're still pro-immigrant, but we're pro-legal immigrant, not illegal immigrant. And so the public would say, do whatever you have to do to keep people who are committing crimes out of the country. But for those who want to come here for the right reasons and have the right commitment, they would say yes.
Yeah, I think so. The right commitment. Here's part of the problem, too. We really didn't have that threshold for a long time. And because they skirted the law for so long, they thought, well, I should have some sort of immunity from evading the law because I've done it so successfully for the past decade or two or three. Then why bother it now? That's not the right way to look at it. And I'm glad Donald Trump doesn't look at it that way, too. Yeah, I've read some accounts of these ICE raids and how they go down. And it's real fascinating to see how different people handle the same story. Meaning, some people will say the stormtroopers are coming in and they're wearing the masks and they're beating up old ladies And they're, you know, it's the, we're a fascist regime that's coming in and he's a dictator and this is how the Nazis did it. You know, this is the type of mainstream media narratives that they're putting out about it. Then I read some accounts from journalists that were there like, OK, I'm going to there's a person here in Detroit. His name is Charlie LaDuff. I've interviewed him on a couple of different times and I respect the guy greatly, because one of his big mantras is if you have any question about it, you sign up and just do it for yourself and you can see it firsthand. He did that when it came to the election. He signed up and he was a poll worker. So I wanted to see it firsthand. That's the type of stuff he does. He wanted to know how bad people crossing over the border was. So he went to the border. You know, he worked for Fox News for a while. Then he worked for a station in Detroit, but he did like these national stories for them. I think that I think that he is one of the best journalists I've ever seen. So what he decided to do was go on one of these ICE raids, these immigration raids. It was awesome. So what did he decide to do with these immigration raids? I'm just going to go look and see how it goes. He said, this is how it went down. They had the ICE agents scouting the area for days. They weren't out there wearing masks, but they were very calculated. They knew that who they were hunting were dangerous individuals. So they had to know where they were going to be and how they were going to react. That was going to be important for them. So he watched as they made the arrest. They came in and it was very tactical. It was very swift. They didn't have any problem in that sense. It was no problem. So he said it was completely opposite of the way the mainstream media makes it sound like. They're going in swapping up old ladies that were peaceful individuals. He's like, no, I witnessed it firsthand. You're talking about murderers and drug dealers and human traffickers. We're talking very dangerous individuals that have done harm to society and the people. And he's like, and by the way, one of the people that they arrested lived a couple of blocks from my mom. Boom, boom, boom. This is what I witnessed. Here's the reality of what's happening with these ICE raids. God bless these guys because they are getting some bad people out. And that I respect because he got to see it firsthand. All right. You know, I think we might be able to connect with our guest, Dr. Bo Cabala, after the break. I think we might have mixed up some of the time zones. And oh, he's on hold now. This is fantastic. Okay, we got him. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have our guest, an expert in political science, Dr. Bo Cabala. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to reach the show, feel free to text us at 800-905-0989. And also, if you want to reach me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, you're listening to WORD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Happy to have our guest, an expert in political science. He also teaches at Tarleton State University in Texas, Dr. Bo Cabala. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Good to be with you.
Happy post-Thanksgiving. Hopefully you had a nice one and stuffed yourself properly.
Absolutely.
Well, there are a few things that are going on in the world today that I wanted to talk to you about. And I think one of the biggest trending topics happens to be what goes on when it comes to asylum seeking refugees in wake of the shooting in Washington, D.C. So the president, Donald Trump, is talking about, okay, we need to really evaluate this higher. Maybe we stop it altogether. And, it reminds me of how different presidents handle this sort of thing. President Biden, President Obama, President Bush. If you go back, they all handled foreign policy and immigration differently. Donald Trump handles it a lot differently than the rest of them have. So I was hoping we can talk a little bit about that, because it seems like when you have 4 years and then a change in policy in 4 years and a change in policy in 4 years, it's a tough thing to maintain in the United States.
Absolutely. And so you're absolutely right. We've seen immigration policy change pretty dramatically. And it's not just at the presidential level, but think about openness that America had starting in the 1960s to immigration in the 1920s. Of course, famously, there's an almost total shutdown on immigration from around the world that happens as a result of Congress and the president. So this is, we're talking about presidential variation, things that the president can do without Congress to either admit more asylum seekers or dramatically reduce their numbers. It looks like President Trump is moving in the direction of dramatically reducing after this tragedy.
Yeah, and I think of it as, and this may not be the perfect analogy, but have you ever washed your dishes and you put a little soap in there and then the foam kind of like, as you're filling water into a dish or a cup, the foam is always on the front and it kind of like gets to the point where it's about to spill over. So you turn off the faucet real quick and you wait for some of that foam to dissipate before you fill it back up. I feel like we're about to turn the faucet off on immigration while we let it cool down a little bit until we have to figure out what's going to happen next.
Yeah, no. And I think that's a very helpful analogy. And I mean, and there can be different reasons that presidents have specifically to increase or decrease the number of refugees who are admitted in. Here, I do feel it's a fair point to suggest that after the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which in my opinion was hasty to say the least, people were allowed in without proper vetting. That certainly seems to be the case. And so this is a legitimate concern. There are steps that a president can take executively without congressional approval, and I would think to provide us with a little more time to be sure of who's coming into the country. Taking executive action here on Donald Trump's part seems entirely appropriate to me.
Yeah, and let's not forget about that withdrawal when, they're showing pictures of inside these cargo planes. They are, to say shoulder to shoulder is an understatement, honestly, the way that they're jammed inside of these things. But let's not forget the dramatic videos of people trying to cling on the outside of these planes as they were leaving.
Yes.
It was horrifying what was going on in that sense. So, I understand that, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you could have certainly supported, staying in Afghanistan longer people disagreed about the right strategy on that, but how that withdrawal was managed and then subsequently the response to asylum seekers, I think those are separate questions. We could have withdrawn, but then moved to a more orderly asylum admissions process. It seemed like the whole thing was chaotic.
Oh, yeah. And it kind of leads me to look at other foreign instances. And right now we're still trying to figure out the details between Russia and Ukraine, how that's going to play out. Mm-hmm. Different story there, because we're not really talking about taking in refugees at this point. But when we look at the way foreign policy plays out, I mean, this is a president that has been very foreign policy oriented when it came to trying to figure out how we're going to bring some sort of stability to the Middle East, how we're going to handle drugs coming in from Venezuela or worse, how are we going to handle, you know, this. So this is a very foreign policy type of looking president that wants to try to stabilize certain things in order to benefit America. That's different than other presidents, really, because sometimes you look at other presidents, their answer is to throw money at it or troops at it, and it doesn't fix anything.
Absolutely. And here, America first approach. Yes, Donald Trump has been involved around the world, but I think it's true, as you're suggesting, that the point is, in many cases, to bring about a truce or to withdraw American troops. So it's a different kind of involvement. There's certainly not an attempt to build a democracy halfway around the world. Interestingly, Joe Biden also, with that withdrawal from Afghanistan, attempting to reduce the American presence around the world, except the difference is I think Donald Trump is executing and following through in the short term much more effectively. So yes, despite being America first, I think to do that, to bring that about, you know, Donald Trump pushed extremely hard for a peace in Gaza. He, Steve Witkoff, and you know, Secretary Driscoll now pushing incredibly hard, it looks like, with some promising results for a peace in Eastern Europe that would over the long term decrease the need for an American presence there. I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, you're a political science professor and you know your history. So when you hear things like, you know, Gaza, do you think to yourself, all right, there's no way there's like none of this is ever going to stick? Do you have that side of, sort of feel in the back of your mind, or do you get feel like this might be different?
I think there is a little skepticism. I mean, certainly that conflict has been going on so long, the troubles in Eastern Europe. I mean, I have family originally from Poland, so the worry that Russia, you know, will continue to be a certain kind of neighbor. Sure, there's skepticism. I think there's reasons for optimism with this president that we could get into, but absolutely there's some skepticism.
Yeah, and just in general, it's tough because you're like, okay, in my lifetime, none of this has ever worked, ever. I kind of feel like this is his second term. He knows he doesn't have a lot of time left. He wants to do as much as he can. There's a lot on his plate right now as president of the United States. But it feels like in 10 months, he has got a lot of things moving forward faster than any other president has. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. And let me say, when even somebody like Ross Douthat at the New York Times, who is no sort of ardent Trump supporter, I mean, Ross Douthat has had his doubts. When even Ross Douthat acknowledges seems to be something historical with the capital H about this president, about the fact that after being out of office, he's back in office, he's survived everything he has legally, politically. I agree with you. I think that's his personality, his style, the teams he's able to assemble. That's the reason to me for hope. I mean, Steve Witkoff as a special envoy to the Middle East and now conducting very sensitive conversations, it sounds like, with Lavrov and Putin, you know, not your conventional State Department actor. So just the uniqueness of the approach, the way sort of there's, you know, pushing and then in some cases combining carrots with sticks, it really seems to be unique. And I think, Gaza was unexpected. I think there might be very good news in the Russia-Ukraine conflict soon as well.
Yeah. One last question. And given that you are in Texas, but what's it like having conversations with students talking about current events? What's that like?
You know, it's great. And thanks for asking there. I've got two classes at the moment. One is an introduction to Texas government at Tarleton State. The other is an elective more advanced on polarization. So, you know, I feel like the students are aware that we're living through a very important, highly significant moment. The more advanced elective I have is kind of evenly split among progressives and conservatives. So, you know, the worry 2-3 years ago, I think, was politics was getting so polarizing, you know, students are going to be, you know, turned off and not going to want to talk about politics. That's not the case. We're seeing our political science major grow at Tarleton. The other thing that's interesting to me, I may have assumed in Central Texas here at the public university.
You know, Dr. Kabbalah, I don't know if you have time. Do you want to hold over for the next segment? Do you have a couple minutes?
Happy to, if that's
all
okay.
Right, let's do that. We're going to continue with Dr. Bo Kabbalah after the break. You're listening to WORD. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Bo Kabbalah is an expert in political science. He teaches at Tarleton State University in Texas. Dr. Kabbalah, thank you for holding on. And right before we went to break, you were talking about some of the advanced classes that you teach in the way that, I guess, the discourse and the way the students talk to each other. I remember I went to Central Michigan University and I had a political science class, and the teacher, Dr. Brown, I loved him. So it was a small class. We had different views. He was so good at facilitating conversations. He would ask a question in a way that he knew it would get the sides to kind of the students to talk to each other. To this day, I think about all the different memories I had in class, and I probably have more memories from that class than any other class I took.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you have a similar way to get the kids talking.
I think so. It sounds like you're describing a Socratic approach. So you play devil's advocate as an instructor, and I think it works. So in other words, if a progressive student is presenting a view, regardless of whether you agree or disagree, you sort of point to, you know, what's a way that they could strengthen whatever they're presenting, and do the same thing with, you know, conservative students. So you play devil's advocate. I think by the end of the semester, if the students have Googled me, they'll probably guess I lean right of center, but not to be an advocate politically in the classroom, but to try to be neutral and facilitate dialogue. Absolutely. I think that makes for a better conversation.
So talk about the conversations that you do have with these students in the advanced class.
Well, and in other words, there's a hunger now that I'm seeing that they have to engage. So yeah, it's not 2 to 3 years ago, there's an awareness in the class that there's liberals, there's conservatives. And, you know, just on the question of, are there similarities between our time and the Gilded Age? So at the end of the 19th century, of course, there's, you know, these vast displays of wealth. There's, you know, a lot of politics that progressives try to respond to by introducing reforms that bring neutrality and expertise into government. And so a big controversial question, are we undoing 100 years of emphasis on neutrality and expertise in government, you know, by bringing in sort of the value or the virtue of personal loyalty again? And that is kind of they know what I'm talking about. They know that, you know, the president has sort of really critiqued in a strong way, you know, relying too much on the civil service. So, you know, that's definitely that's been one big topic. America First, you know, are we being isolationists from the 1930s? Are we seeing that again? Or is Donald Trump's emphasis on America First different? Anything and everything. I think the more controversial, the better. And it's nice to see conservatives and liberals engage in dialogue and instead of going off to their corners and not saying anything.
Yeah, it was funny. Now, keep in mind, I was going to school. This is right after 9/11. And when you talked about controversy, now keep in mind, controversial things after 9/11 were that one country song where I'll put a boot in your what, you know what, and he would play like the music video and talk about foreign policy that way. That's how and I thought, oh, that was so creative. Yep. But things have changed a lot when it comes to discourse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and look at the Nick Fuentes controversy right now on the right with people asking the question, is that free speech? Is that platforming? Somebody who really does appear to have some pretty extreme views. So we played 5 minutes of the Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes interview. I think it was an excellent way to get conversation started. Oh, and sure. Yeah. What's acceptable, you know, discourse. I think on the left, the question, you know, becomes how far do the active folks want to take Democratic socialism. I mean, that's scary to a lot of people around the country, that kind of total control. So, yeah, the discourse, it's certainly changing, although maybe in ways that we've seen once or twice in American history.
Well, that's important. Maybe we've seen this before. You are a political science expert at Tarleton State University in Texas, Dr. Bo Cabala. I'm glad we're able to hook up this morning. I really enjoy the conversations. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I hope we get to do it again soon.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me. Let's do it again soon. Thanks so much. Yeah.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. We got still a lot to get to over the course of the show, and coming up a little bit later in the next hour, we have a mental health expert. I know I hear some of the ads on this too, but I mean, this is a tough time for a lot of people. So we'll talk to him and kind of get maybe some things that you could use if you're having a tough time. Also coming up in the next hour, I want to talk more about what Pope Leo is talking about when it comes to marriage. Kind of an interesting statement there that came out of nowhere. You're listening to WORD. Don't go anywhere.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.